tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah! Here another week of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt. It's another week of hashtag Girl Party. I love this. Super exciting. I'm going to start first across the table from me. The birthday girl, Chloe West. Ooh. Hey. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I'm so old.
Oh,
oh
dear.
I know, right?
I don't believe
I'm withering away over here. It's not true.
Lies.
Next to her is the ever youthful Allison Dean.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Hi, I'm Allison Dean.
And we do have a fun panelist from season 12. I like to say, girl, it's I for fun, Alexa Meyer.
Hello.
Do you get that all the time? Like, is it Alexa or Alexa?
Time. And you're it's Alexa.
You're like, Mom, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah.
I have to with a Y.
It's so you can draw a heart over
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those yeah. things.
Creativity.
Joining us, I feel like the last time you were with us, maybe season 10 or season 9?
Season 9.
Okay, you're
season
10.
10.
But
yeah.
We love you so much, Comfort. Welcome
yeah.
back. Yeah.
Comfort.
Oh, my gosh.
Comforting you guys.
All-star Comfort. Missy Elliott Comfort. Yeah, I mean, come on. Stop it. I just feel like, since season 9, I just am always like, she gets better and better and bigger. And, like,
oh,
you're amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We love you so much.
It's so good to be here.
Wait, is your... Does your hat say Comfort Zone?
Yes, yes
tell
it does.
Everyone about Comfort Zone.
See, well, not Comfort Zone is also my new clothing line as well.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's like just I'm always comfortable in a lot of things I do. So like sweatpants, t-shirts, jersey shirts, hats, like I'm just trying to like brand myself in my name. I might as well, since my
Heck
legal
yeah.
name is Comfort, why not do it? So
that's amazing.
I've set my clothing line, and so it's out right now. It's going to be on my website, comfortfidoki.com, and I'm just trying to push my brand out there, to be quite
Genius.
Honest.
Cool.
I'm like,
to
go
great.
Get some.
Yeah, we had a lot of questions about Comfort Zone. I got like a
yeah, let's do
20
it.
Questions Ooh. About it, but and I was told to say, Comfort, hello from all your fans around the world. So that's what I was told.
Yeah, much
around
love.
The world.
Much love. I love the love that comes around the world, to be quite honest. This show has really touched people outside of this country, so it's like...
So
such
cool.
a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, we're so glad you're here. You had time for us before you jet off to London with Missy Elliott.
Wait, what?
I know. Seriously.
Wait, I...
Get your freak on?
You guys don't understand.
Lose control.
I'm going to break this. I'm going to break this.
Is it going to make you lose control? Music make you lose control?
Is she touring?
Yeah. We're touring ever since Super Bowl.
Where can I go?
Well, soon we'll be in San Diego.
San Diego.
You can do it.
Let's all go.
San Diego.
How do I get chicken?
I got you. We'll talk birthday girl.
Ooh,
we'll
talk.
Yeah. So, you guys, I'm from Virginia. Like, Missy Elliott is like my blood. Like, she like watered the plant
She's
I
my
grew
home.
Up.
We're not, I think Missy, I think home, right?
Like, you're perfect for the Missy tour. That's
oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You know, like, in old Missy videos when they would, like, kind of, like, do, like, the weird...
Oh,
like,
yeah, she's all of that.
Do all that
Yo,
stuff, so.
But Missy, what's amazing about her is she's in all of our practices. So
yes.
she actually remembers
cool.
every routine and everything
wow,
that happens.
Cool.
So if we step out of line, she's like...
Hey.
Comfort, that foot, I saw that foot, I'd be like, dang, Missy, I was going to crack it.
What's your favorite dance that you guys do?
There's so many. I really like doing Lose Control.
Yeah,
nice.
I really
That's
love
awesome.
Doing Lose Control. It's fast and it just keeps going. Fat Man Scoop is so dope on the track. So it's like, and it's the iconic dance song that like everyone just... dropped everything for.
Yeah.
But did you dance Super Bowl?
I did Super Bowl.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my friend's sister did.
Yeah.
She was on the Katy Perry side.
Though. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Katy Perry.
Next to Left Shark and Right Shark.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get into So You Think You Can Dance, because that's why we're here. Yeah. And we're going from top six to top four, which was a very sad elimination this week.
So sad.
My heart
broke. I was like, I am trying not to cry, and I just, like, it's so emotional. But
yeah.
I think we all just felt it.
Yeah, yeah, I think everyone now on will just be sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's just like every elimination, more and more tears.
I guess that was sort of the last one.
Yeah, next week's the performance finale, and then
which is
the winner. Yeah. But this is interesting because the scores from this week
carry over
to next week combined for the winner. So
yeah.
A lot of things counted. Yeah. A lot of things counted. But we'll start with that opening number with Mandy Moore, who I did see this week.
Oh, Mandy, it's so good to have her back.
Exciting. She was missed. Gosh. You guys know that she's working on La La Land with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
So cool.
What? She's choreographing.
So cool.
It's so great.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's a lot of dance, and Ryan and Emma are doing their own dancing, and they want very authentic, and she's worked really hard. I know that Sharna Burgess and Jules Tucker came in from Dancing with the Stars and worked the ballroom scenes with them.
That's cool. So
what's that movie about then? Like, why? What is? Are they dancers?
I don't even know. But they have like a whole Ginger Rogers type of like scene and everything.
Wow.
So,
I mean, Ryan Gosling just doing whatever he's doing. I'm sure.
In the Mickey Mouse Club.
So true. He was the Mickey Mouse Club. Everyone was there.
Seriously.
Well, let's talk about that opening number with Mandy.
So awesome.
I loved it. It was beautiful.
Everything Mandy does, and I think, like, it was one of those things when she came back last week, we talked about it. Just, we missed her.
Right.
Yep. You miss her presence. You miss her choreography.
Totally miss her. It's something about how she truly embodies everyone for who they are, too, like, in the individualities of each person. So, like, just to see how, like, everyone was able to just blend together. I was like taken back by how everyone was doing such an amazing job, even though like some of them are not their styles, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like
everyone still got to shine.
Everyone shined in some type of way that you were like, yo, Mandy pulled something out of you. Like they pulled something out of each other, but like to have that like instructor like Mandy.
Yeah.
She I was so happy to see her.
Yeah, and the one thing about Mandy, we've had her here in the studio a few times, and when you know her, too, she's so real, and she gives you exactly, like, you know what, that wasn't great. Mm-hmm. Here's how you should do it. She's like, there's no, like, BS. There's there's none of that. Like, oh, that was so good, but...
Yeah.
And that's what I like about her, because that's why you get the results that you see.
As a dancer, that's what you want, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
You guys can handle that.
Right.
I mean, I used to like the stricter instructors when I danced. I don't know. Did you guys?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was a chatterbox.
Comfort's like, no.
Yeah. It just comes up.
I like to give them a hard time. Like, to me, it was, like, really funny to try to see if I can make them laugh. And then be like, out the room. And I'd be like, okay, not today.
Tomorrow.
Something I want to say about Mandy, and she said the wonderful thing about Megs that I just think, and Megs had a really nice night last night, but she just said she dances with an integrity that you don't see with other dances. Just very different, but she's there, and she really wants to make everything work, and she just really believes in what she's doing, and just, she was like, I didn't know what to expect working with her, and just had such a lovely experience with her. So I always love it when we hear these great notes about all of you guys, and it's passed on to us. We like to share all of that, so... let's get into the first dance of the night. It was Gabby and Marco in a Ray Leeper jazz piece.
Yeah. Ray Leeper's crazy. Yo, Ray Leeper is, you know, he's insane with some of his stuff because it's so fast and like packed with like choreo and movement and feeling, and also the change of like feeling from one thing to another.
Right,
and that like the shift is quick, so you have to catch that rhythm quick and then get back sharp. And I was just like, luckily I'm street.
Well, Ray said that. He goes, I'm known to choreograph fast. You worked with him this year. Mm-hmm. What was it like working with Ray?
I mean, he's awesome. Like, his energy's cool. Like, he's just great to work with. I mean, I didn't personally have, a routine with him, but just, like, seeing him in the studios, and he's just really into it and, like, pushes you to the max.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... I take credit for this. Or like in the fact that she's like, I'm not going to do a story. I just want it to be choreographed. Like, he's like, I just want there to be a lot of choreography, no tricks. And I was like, we talked about you that with you when you were here.
Oh. Yeah.
So I like to take credit, guys. It's all because of me.
That was the Chloe number.
Yeah. I wish I could do that number.
They made it about the booty, and then it really wasn't.
Yeah. But the booty was covered. The booty was covered, and it was like a nice little fluffy booty.
It was fluffy. Yeah.
I think the only booty that happens when she like put her head down, and it was just like,
yeah.
And they made sure they stood it far away because you know, Gabby got a cute little body, so like you don't want to like do too much. But
yeah, that was funny, and I was kind of glad Nigel brought that up. Like I thought from the film that was going to be more because I think everyone was sort of thinking that.
I did too. I was 100%
like the butt dance type booty.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that package definitely did.
Maybe
not
they toned it down.
I was thinking that they did, and then
what if there was booty and then they turned it down?
No.
Too much booty in the pants.
They do say that. They do like get on the choreographers like tone it down. They've been on Brian Freeman a lot this season that. Come on,
Brian doesn't care.
No, he loves it no matter what.
That is
you
one
can't
man.
Tone him down.
There's no such thing as toning Brian
Britney.
Down.
He gave us Britney. We want that.
He gave you Slave for You.
Oh,
like,
no,
like,
yeah.
He's not going to tone down.
No. But I did like the costumes because they were very sort of steampunk. If you look at the detail.
I loved them, too. I was actually really upset at some of the notes that they were given at the end because I actually thought it was an entertaining dance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It seemed like the judges, I mean, while I agreed with Jason's note about it would have been a cool group number. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been like a cool stage group number. I thought they brought it. I mean, I thought both of them together were awesome.
I thought it was awesome.
So I don't know. I just was like, I thought Nigel and Paula and just some of the comments were.
It looked so hard. And you saw Ray afterwards. Did you guys see him? He was like,
breathing for them.
Yeah.
I hope everyone appreciated their turn technique. They were doing some killer turns in that.
And she's in those heels, those character shoes.
Yeah. Which is so much harder.
By the way, is not easy, guys.
No. Doesn't look it.
I had that thought at one point during it. I was like, how is she doing this in
and she
moves?
Was just still go. I liked it. I didn't know what the judges were saying. To be quite honest, I was really drawn into it. So
sometimes I wonder if it's because it's the first dance of the night. Like if they
get
they
start
that
here
like just because it's the first dance. Mm.
That sometimes happens. Like they don't want to set the bar like too high, and so they're like, we'll start like kind of here. There was a lot with the judging, and I think we'll talk about that. And I even read Travis's blog today, and he was a little upset. And I love that Travis has been very honest his entire time this season with Entertainment Weekly. And not like sugarcoating things, and I think that that's great because we're really getting a behind the scenes look of what he's thinking and how he feels about the judging panel.
I should have read his blog, and then so I knew when I saw him at lunch, I could have said something. I saw Travis at lunch, and I was so excited, and then I was like, I'll talk to him when he's done, and I missed it. I missed my chance.
Missed your window.
I know. I was really sad.
All right, I'm going to just keep on going to all of the duets and everything, and then we'll talk about our favorite solos at the end. We always run out of time otherwise. Okay, Yaya and Alex doing Contemporary by Tassandra Chavez.
I loved this.
Playing the early onset Alzheimer's. Come on.
Like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
Like, hit me with your best shot. Jeez, man. Like, just at the end, I was like, and here come my tears.
She performed it so well.
I know. Where does Yaya come from in terms of that performance? Like, that is not taught. That is innate.
No.
She's so good. Embodies her movement. Like, she completely lives this life, though. Like, she... Outside of the show, I've known Yaya, and she has always been about her movement and about every single movement, believing it, like everything that she does. So, as soon as I saw her do that piece, something that you had to take emotionally, her body and Tassandra and how she like works with individuals as well, she just made Yaya just know like what she needed to say with everything, and Yaya just took it to like the roof. She's so crazy.
Yeah.
But I've got to imagine there was a comfort level because Yaya already worked with Alex. They did the Bollywood piece.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that does help to establish
that. Yeah, because you guys didn't have established partners this year.
Mm-mm.
Was that hard, like shifting each week, trios and duets?
Yeah, it was kind of like you had to build the relationship first to really be able to get into the character, you know?
Yeah, and that
and you had to
challenge.
Do it quickly.
Yeah, because you have less
you
than a
week. You don't have any time.
You're like, sorry, day off. Okay, now we rehearse and here we go.
Yeah.
Where your season, you would have a partnership.
Yeah, we had a partnership, and then we had like 1,000 routines by the top 10, and it was just like no days off. And we're just like, water, please, Jesus. Just give us
water.
IVs, okay.
We had Kate and Urellis in here last week, and they were just talking about the injuries and the fatigue that start to happen.
Yes, it goes down.
Yeah, it goes down how quickly. You came back after someone was injured.
Yeah, look, my first week I popped my shoulder out of place, and then I had to pop it back in place because they took too long to come. I was like, way too long. And then my top 10, Jessica King, fractured her rib, and she was dancing with it the whole, like, the week before. And so when she made top 10, they found out that she couldn't dance anymore. And so that's when I got brought back. And totally the blogs were like, cover totally sabotaged Jessica. I'm like, what? No. She's like, my closest friend ever.
Oh, my God. You're downstairs. You're taking, show like, girls. Yeah, you're taking, like, Tonya Harding photos. Like.
Terrible.
I was just thinking,
terrible.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did not know the blogs were saying that.
But I talked to Sandra this week also because I was at the Emmys choreographers nominees event. She's nominated along with Derek and Julianne Hough for Elastic Heart. So she's having quite a year. I mean, it's exciting. Her work is really, you just love it when someone gets nominated and then they're just having this really wonderful creative year.
She's awesome. I really like her. I'm really glad they brought her back again for this episode because, yeah, her stuff has just been ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw her on Sunday and I'm like, so when are we going to see you next? And she's like, tomorrow. And I was like, I knew she'd been teaching elsewhere too, so I knew she just had like a really jam-packed week.
Wow. Yeah.
So I was like, killing it,
keeping
woman.
Keeping it busy. It was awesome. I mean, that dance was so ridiculous.
Yeah. Chills. Chills everywhere.
Yeah. I guess an exciting performer. I don't know what to expect out of her each dance, so I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Megs and Joshua, Chris Scott Hip Hop. I'm going to start with Comfort on this one because she's the expert in the room here. Because, you know, Chris.
Yeah.
Megs,
of course.
Joshua.
Is Chris single?
No, he's not. His wonderful girlfriend,
dang it.
Jessica.
She's lucky.
She is.
Every time I watch him choreograph something, I'm like, dude, I love you.
He's amazing.
You're so talented.
Yeah, he's sick. That number to me, I love that song. I love Pharrell, by the way.
Virginia, guys. Yeah. Same town as Missouri.
No, Virginia.
I think
the number was. I think it needed to be to a certain extent. I felt like it could have been executed in a better way, personally for me. Only because something about the movement was so free that sometimes if it goes too out of control or if it goes not in a good pocket that both of them can be in sync together, then it looks a little messy.
Yeah,
right.
And that's kind of what it did to me. Like, it just felt a little messy sometimes. But, you know, again, we don't have that much time. As All-Stars, we honestly don't have that much time with the contestants. Like, I mean, like, we have 2 hours for a minute and 3 hours here, and then we don't see them again till set. Like, so it's like, crazy. Sometimes it's just really hard to find that connection when it's like that much choreography thrown. So I thought it was decent. I mean, it wasn't like what I hoped, you know what I mean? It was just that, I guess I had higher expectations, but it's not that it wasn't bad. It was not that it was bad. It was just, I don't know.
I think I was with you. I think having Joshua back as well, you were just like, our expectations were like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is the match made in hip hop heaven.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way. I was just like, man, like, yeah, you wanted them to have one more day together to rehearse.
Kate said that last week. Did you always feel like you wanted that, like, one more day of rehearsal to fine tune?
You always just want that. Even an hour, just like a little bit more. Just like a little bit more time.
Can I just borrow them for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Act like you're going to the restroom.
That one phrase.
Just to still them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things because I'm such a big fan of Chris Scott. I love what he's been doing with music and using it in different ways and unexpected ways. And I think sometimes also adrenaline goes, and I think maybe the two of them just were super psyched on the stage, and you're just like, you go full out, and sometimes you get a little out of sync.
Because that's easy to do.
Yeah.
That's really easy to do.
And I mean, they can't all be, I don't know, you'd think, you want them to all be just out of the ballpark.
They
can't
all be comfort.
Exactly, Chloe. Exactly what I was I agree with everything you said, though. I was right there with you. I was like,
I wanted to like it. Yeah.
Right.
But
has Joshua been back as an all-star before?
Yes, he has.
But not this season.
Yes, no. He did. Gabby. He danced with Gabby.
Oh,
yeah. He did that dope number that was Far Side in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like to Missy Elliott, really, really hot.
Yeah. I just wanted to be Gabby in that number so bad. I forgot who her partner was. Like, and he was in that ninja outfit.
Yeah. So you can hardly hear.
I just wanted to be her in that Missy number so badly.
Yeah, it was so good.
And I feel like they brought Joshua back. Was it last season? We hadn't seen him for a while, and I feel like last season maybe he was brought back.
They brought him back for. God, I forgot who he danced with.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know what? Let's call out to the chat room because we've got Allison monitoring the chat room. Maybe someone will let this know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell us.
Ding. Mm-hmm. Let us know
there's
where Josh
delay,
danced
so
with.
It's, you know.
Okay. No, it's okay.
I'll be like, and right back with you.
All right. Well, just before we go on to the next one, because we're gonna have to discuss a little bit about ballroom, because ballroom on So You Think You Can Dance is hard.
Yes.
It's hard. It's hard on Dancing with the Stars too. But
suck it up.
Yeah, she said suck it up. But we've got some Jason talk to do with this one as well. But before we do, we just want to remind everyone. We want to thank you guys for watching us here at AfterBuzz. We are going to continue to give you these programs complimentary, and we do that because of great sponsors.
Yes, like Casper. Guys, Casper's really cool if you haven't heard of them. They're pretty new. They are an online retailer for premium mattresses. And I know you're probably like, what? Like, how am I going to buy a mattress online? How do I get to, like, sleep on it? I need the lay on it. I like a hard mattress. Don't worry. Casper's cool because you get to try it out for 100 days, which is really awesome.
That's a long time.
That is sufficient.
That is
the first, like, 3 days sleeping on a mattress is, like, you're not really sure, but that way you'll really kind of figure it out.
You're still getting to know one another.
Yeah, and they're really discounted. It's really great. You know, most mattresses cost around like $1,500. These ones cost between $500 or $600. You know, and then if you want to do a king size, it's like $950. And they're hybrid mattresses, which I didn't know that was a thing. It's two technologies, latex foam and memory foam. And they're coming together. It's so cool. And because you guys are listening to us, they're giving AfterBuzz listeners $50 discount. So go to www.casper.com/AfterBuzz and get $50 off. And if you need a new mattress, try it out. And, you know, it's sort of like what you do with glasses nowadays, too. You know, you order it, you try it. If you don't like it, then you send it back.
Can you spell Casper?
Because I know
you
Casper, just several ways is spelled Casper. So it's www.casper.com/AfterBuzz. Thanks, Bam. Casper.
Thanks, Casper.
By the way, Alicia Martin, he danced season 10 with Haley.
That's who it was. Thank you, Alicia.
Actually, it was a few. We had a, like, Lauren Kappelson.
Thanks, Lauren.
Everyone's, like, chiming in on this.
Okay, great. Cool. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We needed
Slip the mind.
Yep.
Haley, that's who it was.
And that was actually two seasons ago, too.
Yeah.
It was 12.
Yeah,
this
is true.
It's
crazy.
So fast. Time, it does. All right, let's go on to Jim and Anya. Doing a Dimitri Chaplin samba.
Dimitri!
Yeah.
Dimitri's Simba. Incredible. He's an incredible dancer, so an incredible choreographer. Samba is hard.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to tell us to suck it up, but in the short amount of time learning a samba, when you've been doing 1,000 other dances on top of it, and you know, the one thing about ballroom that's a little bit different is that, you know, some dances are heel leads and some are toe leads, and you have to worry about frame and other things that where you can kind of carry over maybe a little bit of your ballet technique into hip-hop technique into contemporary technique. Ballroom is
it's just a whole new thing.
It's its own language.
Yeah.
I thought Jim did really good.
I thought he did too.
I thought they were way too hard on him.
I'm so with you. I thought that if Mary was there, she would have been like hot tamale train all the way
out. She would have been screaming all the way out.
He was so like passionate. Like we saw a different side of him, and he always. I was so with you. I was peed off a little bit.
I agree.
I was proud of him
because it takes a lot to like. Jim is very here, so like
to let go.
So the fact that he was like even giving you those moments,
yes,
like, I was like, yeah, Jim,
That's my boy. I mean, he was doing a lot. Yeah. I'm not sure why they were calling out, like, even
his back. Yeah.
I mean, he was a little stiff here, but come on. I mean, it was like, I mean, that's nitpicking, honestly, because right, he had some good hip action. He did the samba rolls.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Right.
He had the samba bounce.
Yeah.
And he held his own
with Anya.
Hello.
Like, that was what I was so proud of him for. Right. I was like, you knew that he wasn't, you know, the all-star, but even, like, professional. Like, Anya's just, like, ridiculously so good. And then this is where I started getting tweets about Jason staying in your lane. Okay, last week we were joking. Let's rewind.
Tell me what happened.
Rewind to last week. What happened was I said, Jason gives some really nice performance notes. I think he's told you guys, like, you know, I want you to give a little bit more, do a little bit this, a little bit of less of that. I think that is totally valid. When he starts talking about technique, he sometimes gets, like, above his head, and he's like, and I'm like, Jason, hashtag stay in your lane. Let Paula give, because I love the notes that Paula has been giving the contestants this season. I think they've been constructive and wonderful. Go and give the performance ones, and then I think it's a nice blend together. Right. So this is when he went off, and I don't know if he was Googling again or Wikipedia again, but Paula was talking about the batucadas.
Oh, God.
Okay? Which are part, it's a samba, it's part of the samba dance. But then he started talking about bachatas, which is a, which is a Dominican Republic social dance. It's from the Dominican Republic. Uh-huh. They're two totally different things, and I think he just got a little confused, and you know, I know he's trying.
He was like, I'm just excited.
I know. And then that's when, you know, I'm watching West Coast feed, so my East Coast feed was like, KB, Jason, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. And I'm like, I can't believe that became a thing.
Well, when you gotta tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the truth.
You know, and he's been an interesting judge. I don't know if it's... Nigel looked a little annoyed with him last night. I have to be honest. That was the first time I felt like I was like... Nigel's like, no.
You know what's so funny? Yeah. My dad said that.
Your dad said that?
Like, my dad. And my dad was like, Nigel looks a little bit annoyed. He's Nigerian, by the way, so that's why. So he called it. He was like, something's not right, but he seems a little bit... You know how when someone just gets, like, you know, when they're just, like...
Body language.
Yes.
Yeah.
The body language.
Well, there was that point when, you know, Nigel was going in his prolific dance speech. And Jason was like, yeah, but what'd you think about the dance? And that
Nigel was not having it.
You see the, like, the feathers that start getting ruffled.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, disagreement happening.
And I was like, by the way, he's the boss.
I know. Just go. I was like, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Hashtag, he's the boss. Like,
sign your checks.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Brings you back.
Brings you back. Brings you back next season. I don't know. All those good things. But, you know, Jim is just a wonderful dancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Travis has said, just probably one of the best dancers they've ever had in the show. Oh, I mean,
hands down.
I mean, what is it like dancing next to him? I would just be like, I'm just trying to point my toe just a little bit harder.
I mean, when we did that Travis Wall number and everybody lifted and he put his leg up, we were all just like, it's over. It's over. Like, so amazing. Done.
I know, and you guys all have great technique, but that would be one of them. I'm like, I'm just going to stretch a little bit more. Yeah,
like, just fall asleep in a split or something.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Like,
let me just get this leg
up. I'm sleeping above 180. What can I do?
They don't have any of those mattresses at Casper. That like that.
Let's see if we can work on it next time.
A dancer's mattress.
And then we have Melanie Moore came back. Virgil and Melanie. Yes.
Love me some Melanie.
Yeah. It's Giles or Giles?
I think it's Giles.
Giles. I always feel like I pronounce it wrong in a contemporary piece. And, you know, Melanie Moore is a hard person. She's another one of those dancers. You got to go 110% out because she will outdance you.
Yes, she will.
She's not holding back. Yeah.
I thought Virgil held his own. I loved this was one of my favorite dances of the night. Like, they looked awesome dancing together.
Yeah, the pairing was really good, I thought.
Yeah, they're both really strong. He didn't make her look like, oh, wow, Melanie's really strong. You know, like, they were just paired really well, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And didn't Melanie in her season, like, in one of the earlier dances, do one where her partner... Who was her partner? It was...
It was
Marco.
Marco, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was in the army. Remember, and he like slid through the piano.
Oh yeah. Look at that memory, killing us.
So good, so good. And this one just kind of reminded me of it a little bit.
Huh.
But that's just because the storyline is similar.
Yeah, the storyline is similar.
And it's Melanie, so.
Yeah, and I love how, you know, we talked last week, she just left Finding Neverland, and Amy slotted into her role, and then she's going to Fiddler on the Roof, so she has a week off her between her Broadway shows.
She's like, let's just do some silly thingy dance.
I'm just going to stop by L.A.
A little dance.
So crazy. No, I love
it's
that.
It's so cool to see all of you guys doing so well. You'll be next, because you're going to be on tour. And then, but it really is exciting for all of us to, like, have you guys back after, you know, like, chatting all the time and just seeing the success. Because the platform of the show is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is amazing. So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, I love, I'm so happy for her. And I really thought Virgil just really shined and showed that, like, he's so much more than a street dancer, which we knew.
That's what,
like, in this especially, you're like, I didn't even think that you were a street dancer.
What I loved about it was to see Virgil in more of a vulnerable stage.
Right.
Like, to see him actually just open try to, like, open up, take off, like, because he's just naturally just ridiculously funny. So, like, to just see him crying and see them. See how much it like affected him during rehearsals. That's how you know you really bring a different type of energy into a performance when someone can be broken like that through like an experience that affects them or something for the dance.
Yeah, so, it touches you.
Yeah,
and it brings out something, another level, which I think is that's what dance is about. We move on to Haley and Robert.
I love Robert.
Yeah, Nick
Robert!
And RJ, our jazz piece. Poor Haley. She had to, like, hold it together. She had to kiss him. That was just awful. I mean, poor girl. I mean, poor thing. She just, like, everyone was, like, harping on her. And she was just, like, so cute and blushing and just couldn't help it.
Was, like, I thought she was so cute.
She was so cute. And the dance was so awesome. And I'll watch Robert dance forever and
did
ever.
Didn't she not look like when she had the veil on Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Did anyone else see that in the beginning?
Totally. Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't believe the judges didn't like bring up the whole Lady Gaga reference.
Interesting. I will have to check that out again and see.
Yeah, just like a little hint of like Lady Gaga.
A little Gaga moment?
Yeah, like Gaga moment.
It was like Gaga moment.
Yeah. Haley had her Gaga moment. That's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely not.
We all want one of those.
Yeah.
Fine. It was not my favorite of the night. I loved the song. I loved the costuming. I thought elements of it were really cool, but I didn't really connect to it. And I like them both tremendously, and obviously I think that they're phenomenal dancers, but for some, like, there was something amiss for me, and I
choreography-wise or performance?
Yeah, maybe. I think it was probably...
I agree. I think it was... I don't know if it was the... Because connection, Robert knows how to do that. And
yeah,
Haley
I guess
does
maybe
too.
The camera angles.
Sometimes the camera angles does not know what they're doing sometimes because
that
it
makes
really,
really
makes
hard.
A difference.
Mm. Yeah, don't you notice that sometimes when there's a really beautiful lift and you're like, I need to see it from
here.
They do that sometimes in Dancing with the Stars, too. Like they love their overhead shots. And I was like, no, you don't know how cool that is looking at it from, like, ground level. Because
that's what it's meant to be seen. Yeah.
Exactly. So it could be that.
I want them to do more Beyonce songs like that. Like, mainstream Beyonce. Because that was
it's hard
really
to get cleared
great.
Stuff, though.
I was actually surprised that was cleared. Even then.
It's hard to get cleared stuff.
Because that's from her newer one. And I feel like you really just, they don't
I was
do
excited
a lot.
When I heard the song. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Right. I was surprised.
Fortune, probably. For it is my guess.
I don't know, but I was surprised. I was like, what? But I mean, she's the Beyonce. We've been be able to use some of Beyonce stuff before on the show, so it's like,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
You should see her do that one in concert.
Yeah. Your Nappy Tabs piece.
Oh, yeah. Who Runs the World?
Yeah.
You and Jasmine.
Yes.
That piece is so tiring.
And you got to do it for the anniversary show.
Yeah.
And you did the anniversary show.
Yeah, we did it again. My only anxiety of that dance is putting the kickstand down. because we have to do it on beat. We're like, go. And so sometimes the bike falls over because the bike and the kickstand wasn't like necessarily best friends, but like,
like don't fall.
Please don't fall.
Props are just hard.
It's so hard to have props.
And you had a few that were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I dropped a cane the first week.
Oh, yep.
That was a good one. Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. I'm so uncoordinated, though. So.
You're like, welcome to So You Think. You're amazing, you know? Just
toss a cane, drop a cane. It's all great.
You survived, though. That's all that matters. You're here to tell about it.
Yeah.
Then we go into the partnerships of sort of the top six. They kind of mixed it up, and they started off with Gabby and Jim doing a Josh Burgas piece, Broadway. And the judges just tore this apart.
I was surprised. I loved
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. It looked so hard.
Yeah, it looked so
like
hard.
Like, the turn into the poncho. I was like, okay, Gabby.
Yeah, technically, yeah. It was spot on. They didn't like it, and they were hard on Josh. They kept on calling out the choreography, yeah. Saying it looked like a nightclub act.
I thought it was kind of a nightclub act.
And, like, for Broadway?
Excuse me, could you tell me what that means?
Yeah. What does that mean? Like, also, if Kit Kat Club, like, in Cabaret?
Maybe. What, Jew Joint? Like, I don't know. Like, what?
But also, like, if that was ever in a nightclub, like, what nightclub? Because I want to go. Right. Like, that's rad.
You should have the address.
Yeah. And they were saying it, like, in an insulting way. And yeah. I was like, you have Josh right here who just did On the Town choreography.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen the same thing.
It was really odd.
I missed that one. I definitely missed that one.
They really also were harping on the fact that they weren't, like, connecting in the way that I guess they were hoping they would be. And I thought it was totally okay in the sense of they were smiling, they were having fun. I mean, you could tell that they were, it was like they were two friends on stage that were, you know, obviously they were trying to make it, like, a little bit fevery and, like, hot and spicy. And it was a little challenging, I think, because they've gone through this journey together and they obviously have, like, a plethora of inside jokes between them.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, fighting past, I think, all that. But I really was shocked.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I was shocked too. But wait, hold up. Isn't that the one Jason actually said that he liked?
Jason, yeah, this was the one that Jason
was like. He was like, I'm going to have to disagree with both of you.
Yeah.
Isn't that the... Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like the one that he sort of stepped out.
I don't know.
Like, Gabby's lines are gorgeous. Jim's lines are always gorgeous. Yeah. I thought they nailed it.
Do you think they were being hard on Jim tonight because they knew he was leaving?
I was thinking that.
So then they wanted to make, like, the audience kind of agree with them. Like, oh, yeah, maybe he didn't do as well tonight. Oh, well, he got voted off. Oh, okay, it was his week.
I always feel like they're always kind of tepid when the person's going home. Did you feel that the week you were going home?
I mean, we got slaughtered the week I went home.
Are you going to tell us about Sexy Fish?
Please.
Did you? I don't know if you saw. We went round and round and round off that.
I liked it so much.
Well, we were just like, I think, so like...
How and what?
I think it was just a character that was really hard to, you know,
Have you
perform.
Been to Harvell since? Are you old enough to go to Harvell?
I have not been.
You're not 21.
Nope, I'm
21. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. When you turn 21 for your birthday, we'll go to Harvell. It's very, very fun.
And we'll all go as Sexy Fish.
And yes, we'll all go as Sexy Fish.
And Periscope it.
That's probably not allowed in there.
Outside. Well, as we're entering, we will show our burlesque fish outfits.
But one thing that we thought was really interesting is that they have brought in so many new choreographers, and all of the established choreographers that have come in here, Spencer and Ray and everything, and Dave Scott, have said, you know, it takes a while to get the rhythm of what is required to really put together a really great package of lighting, costumes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I had wanted for you guys, I was like, I wanted, like, bigger, like, set or something. Like, maybe I'll go campy with the big set piece or something. Or go in the direction of, like, Kit Kat Club and, like, do that, like, sort of drugged out cabaret-esque kind of thing.
You're right.
And it just, so I wanted them to, like, either just go full out. It just felt like they got stuck in the middle.
Honestly,
with
like,
their
working
vision.
With the choreographers was great. Like, they were awesome. They were on our side. Like, they were helping us. I just think, like you were saying, the idea just needed to be bigger. For it to really, everybody to appreciate it.
I wanted a big rock for your fish or something. Because
they just, like,
in,
just
I don't
a big
know.
Fish bowl.
Oh my
big
gosh.
Fish what bowl? If you were in a fish
Oh my
bowl.
God.
That's like video. Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Comfort, where were you?
Yo. Yo. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. The challenge. Jeff, hit me up.
We got that idea. Because you know the rhythm of the show, though. That's yeah. it. Like, if they were on, if you guys were on a small stage on the stage and then had those, like, little blue rocks around the small
oh,
stage.
Yeah. That would have been so
You were Nemo and Dory. I get it now. All right, let's go on to Haley and Meg's in a Stacey contemporary piece. Stacey will be here next week. Yo, Stacey's winning best lipstick of the season. In every rehearsal package, it looks great. She's every time beautiful. They, like, cut to her in the audience, she's wearing a new color. It looks great. If she came out with a lipstick line, I'd buy it.
Oh!
What do you think
oh.
of the dance? Okay, the dance. Okay, we'll talk dance then. I mean, yeah, it was great. I like watching them dance together, these two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Haley's really powerful, and so seeing her with another girl was really cool. Yeah. And yeah, I really liked it. I sort of was mirroring my thoughts with what Paula was saying too. Like, I felt like everyone just sort of connected with it. And you could, you know, I don't have a sister, but like, you can think of someone who that person would be with
you. A sisterhood with a friend.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. It was just mm-hmm. really great and beautiful. The costumes were awesome oh, the with it.
Marina, you guys.
She's amazing.
Marina!
I just love her.
She is the design, like, she's the stylist. She is the costumes of So You Think You Can Dance. Yes. And she's absolutely amazing. So everything that you like, Marina totally makes it yes. happen, for sure.
In a short amount of
miracle
time.
Miracle worker. In a short amount of
miracle
time.
Miracle worker.
A miracle. Yeah, she is. She's dope.
I can only imagine the stress level happening.
Oh. And she's
yeah,
so
but
nice.
She's so calm, though.
So nice.
You must be. You have
she
to be.
She plays
right?
her little Spanish music. Yeah. And like,
she's like, I'm doing it. I'm yeah. doing it. She's like, you like it?
She's like, it's all worthwhile. They're in Miami. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably just in agreement. It's a beautiful Stacey mm-hmm. Tookie piece.
Yeah.
She's always.
I thought it was good to see that side of Haley. Like a mm-hmm. more soft side.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Because mm-hmm. Haley is always like strong.
She's really a strong, hard hitting.
Or character-y.
Yeah.
So it was nice, to see her
like,
real.
Softer.
And it's always a good time, like at the end, to just be like, I can do other things.
Yeah.
Get to remind the viewers and mm-hmm. as they're voting and. For all the important America's favorite dancer.
Well, it's good to see two females also be strong with
yes.
the dance. Because
yeah.
they always do the two guys sometimes, and it's always whatever. And then the have this one just...
Girls can do it too.
Yeah.
Strong and vulnerable. And yeah, it was really cool.
And support each other. I think
that's
important.
It's a great match.
And then we have Yaya and Virgil in a Phoenix and Farside piece, which, by the way, they're our finale guests.
Boom!
Boom! Boom!
I love them.
Phoenix and Farside or Yaya and Virgil? I mean, it would have been awesome either way, but yes, okay.
I don't know what happened, because Yaya could possibly be one of the winners. Virgil could possibly be one of the winners. But, I don't know what
they... It's why they were together.
Hey.
Bum, 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 bum.
Dun, dun. But they're Team Street, so...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, only one can
be. Only one can be in top two.
I was with Paula on this one. I thought the music was not quite right.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In all agreeance, when you use mm-hmm. Music, to me, it doesn't have a crescendo. There's nothing... because it is just a flat surface mm-hmm. song. And hip-hop sometimes, I've seen a lot... where a lot of people just use instrumentals because they just don't want to use, like, the music or verses or whatever the case may be. But it just, to me, it just stays here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a dope beat, but you just never see it go anywhere, so your dance is actually limited.
Hmm. I wonder if they had done this before and then their music didn't clear, is what I was wondering.
Maybe.
Because they were really specific with not saying Alice in Wonderland. You know, they were really specific with saying Through the Looking Glass, and this is a sneaky cat, and she goes through the mirror. And so, for me, the whole setup, I was like, oh, man, maybe they... Like,
they
maybe, this, like, something happened, and, you know, it was falling through a little bit, and then they kind of, like... We're like, oh, we can still just do this dance with this song, and it'll be okay.
Well, see, they have to have the song beforehand, though. They have to, soon, like, we can't change. Once we get there, like it's already cleared.
Most of
your songs are already cleared. You have actually choices. So, like, I think, personally, the song is dope, and I think a lot of people dance to the song. Actually, a lot of people dance to that song. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty popular song to dance to. But, like, it's just one of those songs that it's almost good for a session. To me, it's a dope song for a session.
Not necessarily like a big
performance production, unless you put something else into it. to it gets redundant because it's the same.
Same sound.
If it had a mix, maybe, but it just keeps just the same.
What did you think about Nigel's comment? Just he's like, I'm so happy to see hip hop be mainstream, and I'm like, hip hop was mainstream.
I was confused.
I saw Mealy's tweet too, Emil Dosal, and he was like, I'm a little confused, and I was kind of like, I'm a little confused too, because I mean, if you go to the movies in general and watch a dance film, 90% of the time, it's going to be some sort of hip-hop genre.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
10%, hip-hop's maybe.
Hip-hop's been mainstream since, like, you got served on
movies. Totally. Yeah. Way before that,
too. But
come
like,
on, Electric Boogaloo, guys.
Electric Boogaloo.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, it was a strange comment. I'm like, you know, maybe some other types of, in that whole, like, genre, I guess, but you know.
I think maybe what he was trying to say is like the way we separate straight and stage. Mm-hmm. He was kind of saying like, you know, that's gonna go away a little bit, the way like tap was street and now is almost stage, and like, you know, and like how ballroom was street and now is considered ballroom. I'm wondering if he was trying to go in that way, but like, yeah, saying it was mainstream in terms of like,
oh well, saying was that street dance can kind of be put into a more of a stage where everyone can do it type of thing, because obviously like salsa is definitely different. Like street salsa is completely different looking than a ballroom
salsa.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
But so, I think he was trying to say something like that.
And just got lost in translation.
Yeah, I really don't know though. Like I don't know where he was going with that.
Maybe because of the show itself, because a lot of people look at So You Think You Can Dance as almost their like encyclopedia of like dance. So maybe
true.
Because this year the street dance has been
more
they have
exposed.
They have actually, well, they exposed at least the styles. They haven't necessarily done those styles in the actual performances.
Yes.
But they have shown each style, like juking and like jitting and things that are in Memphis and things that are in Atlanta, like crank. They show different dances.
I love those little dance history
clips
that they did.
Awesome. They enlighten people with knowing what other dance styles are with street. So maybe he was I think maybe he was talking about that in that kind of way, being like, So You Think You Dance being the platform to show it mainstream, that people who don't watch dance often, who watch this show, can now be like, oh, that style.
That's a good point. Just because I was like, I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
and I just want to touch base on Travis. I saw him as well this week, and he, you know, I have to say, and you must have loved working with him. I kind of love the mentor thing because he loves you guys so much and he's so invested in like team stage winning, and I know that, you know, Twitch obviously is invested in team street winning, but they're so supportive of you guys, and he just had such wonderful things to say about all the dancers. I've seen him a few times during the season, so and to see his blog, because he's just been like putting it all out there when he gets mad and everything, and he was mad at the judging. He felt like the judges were pushing team street this week.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, like, propping them up a little bit. And he's like, you know, my team is also doing extremely strong work, which they are. I think that the top six was outstanding. Everyone's been outstanding. So, but I just love that he's like, I'm just going to tell you how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I felt a little slighted last night. You know what I mean? So it's good.
Yeah.
He's honest.
He's honest. Yeah. So if you haven't been reading his Entertainment Weekly blog, like, go back to the archives, because every week he just
he puts it out there.
Travis is an honest man. That's what I love about him. Like, he doesn't hold his tongue. It doesn't matter. As long as his truth, and he says it in as respectful as he possibly can say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a gentleman about it. And he said to me, he said, you know, I love my top three so much. I kind of, like, in the end, he goes, I kind of thought it was going to be these three. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't wait to work with all three of them. I want to hire all of them right away.
So cool.
So, it's, you know, he really has a... just a love and a support for team
stage.
That's
what matters in the end, you know?
Yeah, it really does. And making those connections and working with all of these choreographers, and because they do have the ability to hire you again. I mean, how many, so you think, choreographers have you worked with probably at this point, you know?
I've worked with all of the hip-hop choreographers I've worked with, actually.
Mm-hmm. So
and
cool.
Still do work with and help and assist or whatever. Especially
that's
Dave
awesome.
Scott.
Dave oh Scott. Stop it.
Dave!
This one in Dave Scott's piece.
It is! Yes!
Stop! You and Neptune. We had Dave in the next day, and I was like, okay, Alexa.
Wait, it's the wall one, right?
Yep.
Yes. So
woman,
let's talk about
and I said, Alexa needed this. We needed to dirty her up a little bit.
Yeah.
She has it in her, and you were great dirty. But it was a piece Tessa just worked so well. I mean, you and Neptune were like, and he was talking about the challenges of working with that pole and how you only had like a certain amount of time.
The day before,
I was like, were you worried about Alexa? Like, because my upper body strength is not great. I'd be like,
we changed that part, so we didn't have that till like the day before. So yeah. I was scared for that part. I was like, I better make
it up. It was fun, though.
It was so fun.
I hope they do that on tour for you guys.
I do, too.
I'm sure they are. Please. They're totally, any chance to get props and put it on stage and play with it? Do it.
And Neptune and I just had so much fun doing that dance together.
It was so awesome. So good.
We all loved it.
Dave always has like one season that you're like, what?
Yeah. It just blows your kisser. Good kisser. I will not stop talking about Good Kisser. I know you're all going to say to me, you never stop talking about Good Kisser. I know.
Tanisha
and Rudy last year.
Oh, yeah.
She was in that like Tanisha's like, boom. Bodies.
Yeah. Bang. He does sexy very well.
Yeah, he really does.
He loves his sexy back.
He likes to put y'all in like, pleathery looking, sexy cat suit.
He almost is like the puberty for like girls on this show. He's like, I'm gonna take you from that young girl and I'm gonna make you a woman.
Like, you're from Utah, right? Welcome to Los Angeles.
So
and your dad's like, no.
Working on walls, you know.
I want to go around because we did this last week and it was kind of fun. Just tell me your favorite solo last night.
Yaya's.
Yeah.
And also say hello to Saudi Arabia because they're asking you to say hi to your fans in Saudi Arabia.
Hi, fans in Saudi Arabia. I freaking love you guys, by the way. I love you guys. Y'all are the best.
They're going to use that meme now for sure. Perfect.
That's so awesome. Good. Okay. Gyms.
Oh, yeah.
For you? The Church of Gym.
Honestly, okay, the note that I made was for Virgil's because I thought his was pretty epic, but I'm going to have to go with Jim. I love you, Jim. I love Jim. I love him. Every time he just gets up there, I love him.
Jim's dope.
I'm going to have to go with the same, with Jim. I was literally picking up my jaw when I was watching him.
Like, that releve and just...
At the beginning, and then the ponche and the grab, I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, the grab at the end.
Yeah, that got me.
But he said, boop.
Yeah! He gave the eye. I was so proud of him.
I was like, yeah, Jim.
It's a Sophie's Choice for me because I really loved Yaya's because it really was like it was all Yaya.
Yes.
And then you see what Jim does and you're like, Jim won the solo last week too. I think
I had Yaya last week.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I was like, but I think I'm going to go with Yaya just because I felt like this was really Yaya. Yeah.
It was the week for Jay.
Yeah.
It was the week for Jay.
Team Jay won both stage and street. Really a sad elimination. I know we kind of touched on it early on, but I felt it. Even though Meg's wasn't like maybe as emotional as Jim, you could see it, feel it.
Yeah.
I thought it was for me. I really did feel like Meg's, it was her time. But wow, Haley's reaction, you saw Haley think she lost, right? Like, her head was down, and then she was, like, coming up as they were about to call Jim's name, almost to be like, bye, Jim. It was, you know, like, I miss you. And then you saw her, like, watching her hear that...
Because she was in danger last week.
Yeah, that she was saved was so heartbreaking. And, like, and then Jim, it was so sad.
It was all sad.
It was good television. Wow.
But such good
television. Yes, the ratings go up. I know, because we haven't heard anything about the season 13, so we don't know.
Yeah. I also hate that they have those chairs that they run to. That's dumb.
Like, did they do that before or no?
Have them just, like, you run to their coach and, like, hang out. It's so weird that they, like, they're like,
it's kind of
I got saved,
new.
And now I sit in this, like, awkward didn't have chairs chair. To do.
No, we did, and Virgil broke it right before we went back live.
last year, or...
I don't think so.
I think they just started
because you run
that.
Down the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just always ran down the stage, and we all just, from the pits, just like...
What's happening?
Just watching. Yeah.
But maybe top four is a little bit different.
Yeah,
I was trying to recall this, and I'm like, this looks unfamiliar.
No, I don't think, because their coaches are behind them.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I think it has to do with that, and that you see, this is what
teams.
Yeah, you see the teams that are
left. It was like a spelling bee all of a sudden, though.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Please spell.
What was that? Chata. Bachata.
Bachata.
Bachatas.
Bachatas.
Put it in a sentence, please. So you are headed on tour next?
Yes.
Yes? Are you excited when you got the call?
I'm so excited, yes. So excited. Just, like, exciting to, like, continue on with, like, the memories that we'll create on the show and with the contestants. Like, I was just so excited to be able to be with them again.
And you have 70 cities ahead of you?
Yeah.
Wow!
I know.
So my roommate heard that, and he was like, 70? And I was like, yes.
70 cities.
And he's like, woo, that's crazy.
You have your passport ready for Canada?
Getting my passport. Yeah. I'm so excited.
So awesome. Get that stamp. And that first stamp. You're getting your stamp and going to London, though.
Hey!
Really excited.
Well, you guys, we were so happy you finally came back.
Yay!
And that we got you in. Yes, I guess she just emailed me and I was like, girl, just come. Just get over here. All right, well, next week, as I mentioned before, we will have Stacey, first-time guest. We love having the choreographers in. They really give us a great perspective that we don't always get to see really what's happening in the rehearsal studio, which is awesome. So, Comfort, tell everyone where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on all my whole social media is comfortfidoki.com. Social media, Twitter, Comfort Fidoki, Not Comfort Zone with my clothing line, my SoundCloud for my new music, music, which is Comfort-Fidoki. Just see me all over the place in your zone, in my zone.
I want to be in her zone.
Yeah. Me too.
Alexa, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Alexa Meyer with the I, and Twitter Alexa_Meyer.
Chloe.
You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Chloe West X.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Okay, I'm super confusing. So Twitter and Snapchat, it's Kristen Burt. And then Instagram and Facebook, it's The Kristen Burt.
Like
that's where I can find me. I know. So much.
Good.
We'll see y'all next week. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.